One of the experiments you mentioned is the randomization experiment. And there's a few limitations that get mentioned as well.
Yeah.
One of these is the issue of if the experiment isn't random, and that's mentioned as being a minor point. And I just wondered how can you justify that being a minor point when it seems like the random part is the unique selling point of that experimentation?
Well, I mean, yes, I mean, we're talking here about randomized controlled trials, is when you randomly allocate a treatment to two different populations. And I think that what you're referring to is when sometimes the randomization process doesn't entirely produce populations which are entirely equal, because, mm-hmm. you know, it's a random draw. Most of the time, those populations will be equal, but sometimes you have a random draw. It's a bit like if you're taking some marbles out of a bag, and some are black and some are white.
Mm-hmm.
You know, on average, if you take a sort of handful, you're going to get an equal number if there are an equal number in the bag. But just every now and again, your sample will be slightly different. And that happens with randomization as well. In those situations, you can go back and re-randomize,
okay.
basically go back and re- secondly, you can adjust statistically the experiment to control for those differences. It's not ideal, so it is limitation.
Mm-hmm.
You're absolutely right there. But you can control for it using kind of covariates and variance regression models. But you're absolutely right to in a sense, no method of testing out interventions in the world is going to be perfect. And I think the argument of that chapter is that it's not that experiments are perfect, but they're actually a lot better than other methods available, and a particular problem which you've identified can be corrected.